Do you speak lies over yourself? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. It's so easy to tell lies about ourselves, isn't it? If we were in a survey to see who beat themselves up using lies, I would definitely have to raise my hand up high. So what can we do about it? How do we find truth? Today's story deals with those hurtful words we say to ourselves, sometimes without even realizing we're doing it. It's called Letters of Shame, and it was written by Rebecca Roskamp. What am I? I thought as I stared down at my hand, now covered in words written in permanent ink. Cruel words, written all over my hands, stabbing me in the heart like knives. This can't be who I am, I thought. Lazy, slow, fat, short, stupid, weak. Every word stung with fresh pain when I looked at it, insult after insult crawling up my fingers and over my knuckles like ugly insects. Oh God, no, this can't be who I am. Where had that prayer come from? How would God come into this? God didn't belong here with this hand covered in my brokenness. I was on the floor, crushed beneath the weight of the letters on my hand. What am I, God? This isn't who you are, Becca. I blinked at the soft whisper over my heart. That writing isn't you. That writing is what they think of you. It isn't what defines you. I will tell you what you are. In Christ, you are my child, loved and treasured. Replace those words with my words, Becca. All that matters is what I think and say of you, because I know you and I love you. Okay, God, I said with sobs, but it's so hard. These words won't just go away. By my power, they can. Slowly and painfully, they will leave as you replace them with my words. It won't be easy, but I will help you. I will remind you. I will love you. I looked again at the words, feeling their hot sting. No more. What God says is all that matters, I said. I picked up the red marker from the floor. I opened my hand and right over my palm wrote the words, You say. The red ink, like Christ's blood, covered some of the letters of shame on my hand. Peace settled over me, and while I knew it wouldn't be easy, little by little, the poison of the words of shame would give way to the peace of the red letters representing what God thought of me. I would let His words guard me from the sting of lies. God would define me. I am what He says I am. So let me ask you this, what are your letters of shame? Psalm 139:1 says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. Would you believe the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves? He does. He created us. As you're thinking about the lies we often tell ourselves, read John 1:12, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 2:20, and 1 Peter 2:9. And once you do, ask yourself, in Christ, how does God see and define me? And my final question, how can you use God's definition of you to replace the lies of your letters of shame? Hey, thanks for listening today. If you haven't already, check us out on Facebook or Instagram at Unlocked Devo to see what we've been up to, or to message us about what you thought of today's scriptures. Well, that's it. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.